Chapter 2, Mishnah 7, Mishahaya Rosh Shavarubu Basukah. If a person has his head and the greater part of his body inside the sukkah, and what this is talking about is that in those days they used to eat reclining. So they used to lie on their side and their table would be in front of them, and that's how they would used to eat. In this case of here, says the Mishnah, they have their head and the greater part of their body inside the sukkah, and the greater part of their body means their shoulders and the upper torso. But then, v'shulchano b'soich habayis, the table is inside the house. Right, so the table is not with them in the sukkah. B'shamai poislin, b'shamai said this is invalid, u'b'shilil machshirin, and b'shilil ruled that this is a valid case. So we'll get to now exactly what the case is, because the Gemara explains that there are actually two disputes over here between b'shilil and b'shamai. But before we get there, amalehim b'shilil b'shamai, b'shilil said to b'shamai, lo kachaya masa, did it not happen once, shehalchu ziknei b'shamai v'ziknei b'shilil, that the elders of b'shamai and the elders of b'shilil went levakar es Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachorani, that they went to visit someone called Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorani. He was obviously a great sage, that all the other sages were coming to visit him. Umatsuhu shehaya yoshev rosh v'ruba b'sukkah v'shulchan b'soich habayis. And they found him eating with his head and his shoulders in the sukkah, and his table was inside the house, exactly the case of our Mishnah. V'lo amri lo davar, and they never said anything to him, meaning that this is okay. It's okay. The case of our Mishnah is kosher, is as I have said, said Beis Hillel. Amri lo Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to him, no, the story didn't happen like that at all. Misham Raya. Afem amri lo, they actually said to him, im kaina yisi noeg, if you always accustomed yourself to do this, lo kayamti mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you have never in your life fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. So Beis Shammai have a different view or a different version of the story that happened, and therefore the story is no proof one way or the other. The Gemara explains that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are actually arguing in two cases. In the first case, what they're arguing about is the case of a large sukkah. And even though the sukkah is very large, the person sits at the entrance between the sukkah and his house, and he is inside the sukkah, but the table, he puts his table that he's eating from inside his house. And what is that permitted or not permitted? Beis Shammai say that it's not permitted because we worried the person will be drawn after their table, meaning we worried the person will forget themselves and they'll come to move close and close and eventually move into the house. And so it'll be that they'll be eating outside of the sukkah, they'll be eating inside the house. And for that reason, the rabbis forbade a person to be in the sukkah and eat off a table that's in his house. Beis Hillel permit it. They don't have the same concern and they permit it. And in this case, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So a person could be eating, reclining and eating in his sukkah, and he could have his table inside his house. That would be permitted. The next case that the Gemara brings is the case of the minimum size of a sukkah. And this is very interesting. And they say that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing on what is the minimum size of a sukkah. Beis Hillel hold that the minimum size of a sukkah is just enough to hold one's head and one's majority of one's body, which the Gemara learns out is 6 handbreadths by 6 handbreadths. If you take a handbreadth to be between 8 and 10 centimeters, let's take it at 10 centimeters for convenience, it's about 60 centimeters by 60 centimeters. That's the minimum size of a sukkah, very small indeed, but as long as it can hold one's head and the majority of one's body reclining, that would be a kosher sukkah according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say no, it also has to be able to hold at least his table, which is one extra tefach, one extra hand's breadth. So 70 centimeters by 70 centimeters. That's the minimum size of a sukkah. And we paskin, the law is like Beis Shammai in this case, that the minimum size of a sukkah has to be 70 centimeters by 70 centimeters. Interestingly enough, is the on this Gemara over here, the Tosfos over there lists that this is one of only 6 times that we hold like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. And the Tosfos over there lists all 6 times, but this is one of them, that the minimum size of a sukkah, which is a point of dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we actually hold like Beis Shammai. And the minimum size of a sukkah is about 70 centimeters by 70 centimeters.